so that's the day that I was brought up under. You see? Mm-hmm. He said, the day's never been changed. He said, those are only calendar days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're talking about a kind of place that would make people be afraid, you'd say that's what kind of place?
Well, no, if I'm afraid, I said, that's a terrible place. I'm scared of that. Yeah. For what's going on. I said, nope. People like to fight and kill one another and get drunk. I said, no, I don't want to go in there. That's the wrong place for me.
What would you call a kind of house, an empty house that people said there's a lot of noises and that kind of thing come out of that house?
Nothing there. I said, well, it's a vacated house, please. Mm-hmm. I said, nobody lived there. I said, it's vacated.
How would you say somebody who starts to be afraid, and you say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid,
say white people afraid?
You'd say, I don't know why she's afraid, she...
Oh, no, well, I wouldn't know. Mm-hmm. I'd say, no, because you see, some people has a nature of that kind. Scary. There was a minister, he's a settled man too. If night caught him away from his house further than he could run, you or your wife or somebody that came home or gave him someplace to stay, because he ain't going. But if he could run, he'd get out there, he'd run every step of the way until he get to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, he'd have to stay where he was because he ain't going by himself. He had to came home. And he was a minister too. It is just the nature of some people that I used to be scary when I was much younger. But I was scared of snakes and different things like that. And then another thing, I'd be plowing or something like that, and some of them would sneak up behind me and say, whoo, and scare me. You see, that put a fright on me right then. Well, then that'd make some people say they never walk and look back. I said, don't tell me. God give me my eye to look. I'm going to look and see what's behind me. Every now and then I go look back. I don't know what's slipping up on me. You see? No. No. But what the word mean, I believe, by don't look back, and that is the ungodly thing that I've been doing. And I change from that. Don't go back into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I believe in mean by don't look back. What so far is me looking back. He give me my eyes looking. I'm going to look back. See what that covered up my eyes.
You say it used to be scary, and then
You
got over it.
Yeah, I got over it because I studied. I said, now, my grandfather and old man fellow Stevenson, they'd go in the woods hunting by themselves, and ain't nothing bother them. Mm-hmm. I said, well, what's going to catch me? And I just pick up nerve and keep coming until I got that thing way off me. I said, what's going to catch me? You catch me, that's all. I'd go on about my business.
Now, what would you say? You could say, I used to be scary, but I'm not anymore. What about somebody that's the other way around? You say, well, she's scary now, but what?
But I got nerve enough and faith enough to go on. Yeah.
If you know somebody that she does things that are a little bit strange. You can't really say she's crazy, but say she's a little bit what?
I say that person is fickle-minded. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say. That is, his mind is not stable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He ain't crazy, and then he ain't got good sense. And then that person sometime, in many ways, he's sensible, and then another, he seemed like I'd say he's fickle-minded.
Would you ever say queer for that?
Huh?
Would you ever say he's queer?
Crazy?
Queer.
Queers? No. Mm-hmm. I never did say that. No, because I didn't know what the quiz would mean, so I wouldn't use that word. I'd say just fickle-minded. We had one or two like that here, that was that way. Of course, they were good so far in their way, but things that they looked like they would do would be in the awkward